My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. You know, the Bible has a message for everyone. Whether you know Jesus, whether you've never been to church, there's a message for you. Whether you've been going to church, whether you're involved in religion, there's a message for you. There's a message for everyone. There's somebody hurting, somebody living in a horrific, terrible, sinful life. There's a message for you. If you're backsliding and hurting and you feel like you've walked away from Jesus, there's a message for you. The Bible is filled with hope from cover to cover. I know when you read it in the flesh, it can be frightening, but when you give your life to Jesus and you read it in the spirit, it's exciting. I probably never read the Bible till after I was born again, unless when I was a child, I read Noah's Ark and things like that, and things about the Bible, and Moses, I can remember that a little bit, because you have to really read the Bible by the spirit. When you read it by the spirit, it's such an exciting book. In fact, when you read the Bible by the spirit, this is really strange. The Bible has no end to it. The depth and the height of the Bible. I've probably read the Bible 100 times from cover to cover, and every time I've ever read it, I see things that I missed. I have revelations about the same verses. It's like, what's wrong with you, Dominic? Doesn't your elevator go all the way up? Isn't your light on in the house? What is wrong here? It's because it's a spiritual book, and the more that you read the Bible in the spirit, the more you read it with less of your intellect and more of your spirit, it becomes so alive. You can see how Joan of Arc was birthed. You can see how Peter, an educated fisherman, could be an apostle and write parts of the Bible. You can see how Paul was Saul, a religious person killing Christians, and he turns around and writes 2/3 of the New Testament as a Christian. You can see this God of ours like an upside down God. He takes everything and flips it. He takes the bad and flips it to good. In Romans 8:28, he works all things out for the good. When you really start studying and reading the Bible, you just sit there and laugh. There is nothing for you to worry about. Everything is taken care of. Jesus has bought us with a price. We're no longer our own. Anytime the demonic comes at us, it's trespassing on God's property. And I can go over and over all these awesome, incredible things. And when people point their fingers at you and talk about your past after you've been born again, they're doing the work of the devil. You can just sit there and start laughing, going, that person's dead. They died on the cross with Jesus Christ. I'm the new person. I don't go down to the graveyard and talk. I don't go down to the cemetery. I don't go down and talk to the dead person. I'm not living in my past. I'm living in this present moment to the future. And we had that big word, codependency. Codependents are always living either in the past or the future. They never enjoy the moment. And Christians can enjoy the moment. Lay down by still waters and green pastures. It's a whole different mindset. I guess that's why the Bible says we need the mind of Christ. And that's what I want you to have, is the mind of Christ. I want you to walk in the mind of Christ. Do you think Jesus walked around wringing his hands? No, he didn't. Do you think he worried about the government? Nah, he didn't care. He called King Herod a fox. You know, he named people. He labeled people. He said, you whitewashed sepulchers. Jesus was free. There was no political correctness in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he told the truth, but he didn't tell truth to hurt people. See, he told them the truth about who they can be and where they're going and who they are. He's the way. He's talking about the future. The way, the truth, and the life. See, he brought those to people. He always gave life. He didn't preach a message to push people away. To the lost. He gave a message to draw them. And unless the Father draws them to Jesus, nobody could come. So first, the Father draws them to Jesus. This is all so exciting. And through the blood of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, we can come into the presence of Almighty God, in the presence of Father. And through the cross of Calvary, we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, forget about it. There's nothing that's impossible in Jesus' name. You can email me at goodnewsagay.net. Goodnewsagay.net. This is Dominic Sola. Love you. Bye.